Lusigny-sur-Barse is situated in the Orient Forest and is the proud holder of the Ville et Village Fleuri status for its fine lifestyle. Apart from its traditional Champagne architecture and the Barse Canal, the nearby lake is delightful in summer. You can relax on the beach, where there is a lifeguard in summer, have a barbecue and enjoy the playgrounds, or hire a bike and discover the diverse scenery on the Vélovoise cycling path. But that's not all. We haven't even begun to mention the township's rich heritage. Once upon a time, it was possible to travel to Lusigny by train until the 1990s. The station is no longer in use, but it was used as the model for an electric train set, which is still sold by the company Jouef. It has its own place in posterity. Amongst the important monuments in the town, don't forget to take a look at the 16th century church of Saint-Martin and the furnishings, some of which are listed. The vestiges of the Larivour Cistercian Abbey are also interesting to visit. And when you go through the town, don't forget to admire the work by Klaus Rinker, Water, which pays tribute to Gaston Bachelard. It is one of the four works dedicated to the elements theme. You can also admire Earth in Mailly-Champagne, Air in Langres, and Fire in Chaux. But let's go back to Lusigny, where a house has a wall pierced with bones, a local particularity, the origin of which remains unknown. One legend says the bones belong to horses killed in the 1814 battle between Napoleon's troops and the Prussian and Austrian armies. But it is also said that in some regions it was customary to use bones as tools, for trellising, for example, or for conjuring up evil spirits. Despite all these ideas, the question remains unanswered. Take a look and make your own opinion. It is also said that Lusigny gave its name to the fairy tale of Melusine. But there again, opinions differ.